Talk Live. We're here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the 2011 edition, wrapping it out for the final night. There are still more festivities to finish things off here tonight. Of course, Saturday night, always the biggest night of the week. But the entire festival has been tremendous. We've been here since Monday. It's our first week broadcasting for the entirety of the Porcupine Freedom Festival all the way through. We increased our broadcast coverage by 50% this year and did six nights. This is our sixth of six. Anyway, we're here, and we'll take your calls, as we always will, at 800-259-9231. One of the things that we do tend to do during the Porcupine Freedom Festival is talk to some of the interesting folks that are in attendance, because this festival attracts the best of the best, the activists from around the world, around the country, people that are getting active in the world of freedom. It also attracts people who are kind of, I guess, tantalized by the idea of activism, but they want to wait maybe until they move to New Hampshire, where they're going to be backed up by other liberty activists and whatever it is they decide to do, whether it's running for political office, because politics is much easier to do here in New Hampshire than other places due to the very small districts, the low population, and the high amount of so-called representatives. So the political scene here is better than anywhere else. And the civil disobedience and non-cooperation scene is also something that just doesn't even exist, really, in other places. However, it does in a few other places. There's some real hot spots for civil disobedience and non-cooperation. And one of the people that are kind of leading the charge out there is John Kurtz. We've had John on the show by phone a number of times from his home of Orlando, Florida, and Orange County. I don't know if you live in the city of Orlando, John, but you live around those parts. And there's been a lot going on. You came up here to Porkfest last year, so this is your second Porkfest, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep.
Good evening, sir, and welcome to Free Talk Live.
Good evening. Thank you.
So you came up last year. You were, I think, inspired by a lot of the civil disobedience that has gone on up here. What are some of the events of civil disobedience and non-cooperation that have given you inspiration?
Well, I really love the fact that it's really more of the non-compliance, the non-obeying principle that I really got into. I mean, you guys did some stuff up here with the liquor bottles of "This Is Not Beer" inside the courthouse and stuff like that. And I really just got a kick out of it. I said, "This is great. I mean, let's go mess with the authorities a little bit." And that's really why I thought, you know, hey, let's go do something.
So you actually started doing something by last year, taking on an ordinance that was passed in the city of Orlando where they banned, it's a two-mile radius.
Right, it's a two-mile radius.
Around the city hall, two-mile radius, feeding people is essentially banned. Over an amount of 25 people, you cannot feed hungry people in the city of Orlando if it's within 2 miles of city hall.
Right. They passed an ordinance, I think it was about 2007, they passed an ordinance saying that you cannot feed groups of people over 25 people within a two-mile radius of City Hall, which I thought was absurd. And somebody actually got arrested for it in 2007, and the jury found him not guilty through jury nullification. And so that really sparked my interest. I thought, hey, this is great. I can do civil disobedience, mix it with jury nullification, and really start opening people's minds about breaking bad laws. So me and a group of people went up there at City Hall and fed hungry people right in front of City Hall. We alerted the media. Sure. We had great coverage.
Hey, you got some
media.
National coverage out of that.
Yeah, we had national coverage. The local media was all over it. It was a very successful event. Nobody was arrested. It was very peaceful, and we really enjoyed it. So, of course, we did it again.
Yep.
The second time we did it, we didn't get that much coverage, but what happened 3 or 4 days after our second event is a court came down and said, listen, you cannot enforce this ordinance anymore until we review it. So I don't know if we had anything to do with that or not. But that's what happened, and that was good until very recently. The court came down and said yes. Once again, they said yes, we can enforce this, and people started getting arrested. I believe it's 23 or 24 people now that have gotten arrested in Orlando.
So 23 or 24 people have been arrested
for feeding
homeless people.
No, hungry people. You can just if you're hungry and while you're at work, you can come by and eat some food out of these folks.
All right, and I eat their food all the time. It's good.
Yeah. Now they go into this park. What park is it in Orlando?
It's called Lake Eola Park. It's sort of there's a big lake right in the middle of downtown Orlando, and there's a very beautiful park around it, Lake Eola Park.
In fact, what the most ironic part about all this is there's a statue of Gandhi, a bust of Gandhi, in this park, who, of course, is known for just historic civil disobedience and non-cooperation. So this statue of Gandhi is overlooking this scene where police roll in on bicycles, as has been shown at the Orlando Cop Watch channel over on YouTube. You've gotten dozens of minutes of footage of this, essentially a bike gang rolling in and arresting people, putting people, peaceful people, in handcuffs and taking them off. Most of them are fairly cooperative. They walk along with the police, but just arresting three people here, four people there, three people here. You're doing it every Monday and every Wednesday down in this Eola Park in Orlando, and people keep showing up. And really the interesting part is there's serious numbers behind this disobedience, because they'll arrest three people and then issue trespass orders. So essentially you get charged with, is it an ordinance violation or a misdemeanor?
It's a city ordinance violation. What's interesting, though, is it's the ordinance states you can face, I think it's a $1,000 fine or 60 days in jail. Mm-hmm. So everybody I've spoken to is planning to take this to jury trial.
Good.
And hope for the jury
nullification. You can get a jury trial on an ordinance violation?
That's what everybody's planning to do that I've spoken with.
Wow,
I don't know if it'll work or
that.
Not.
Yeah, up here you can only get jury trials on Class A misdemeanors.
And remember, the first person that got arrested on this did go to jury trial, and he was acquitted or whatever
right.
through jury nullification.
Yeah, load him up.
He did have a jury trial,
that's
and the jury found him not guilty.
Such an important aspect of all this is for when people are doing civil disobedience or non-cooperation, you can't just stop the non-cooperation at the point of arrest. It has to continue on through, because if you get arrested for serving people food in the park and then you pay the city $150, then they've won. But if you don't pay them anything and you go to jury trial, then they had to pay those jurors, they had to pay the people to run the trial and all of that, and it took up some of their precious time and effort.
This is what many of the small government types don't realize, is that you're not going to get smaller government by begging politicians to give you smaller government.
It doesn't work.
You've
got to
stand for smaller government, and the government shouldn't be involved in whether or not somebody's feeding other people. I mean, these parks, many of these parks, Lake Eola Park, it doesn't belong, legitimately to the town of Orlando. Some guy donated this here. Mm-hmm. This guy, Jacob Sutherland, in 1883, he owned this and he donated it to the town so that they would beautify it and give it to the residents. And then the city acts like, well, you can't feed hungry people in our park. It's just disgusting.
Sick.
Absolutely. Take this to trial. Tell them, make them spend all that money on it and all that time, and sooner or later they'll give it up.
Well,
I was talking to a taxpayer advocate friend of mine. He estimated that each arrest, just the arrest, not going through the court system or anything, is about $3,000 for each arrest. And, you know, a lot of the fiscal conservative sort of Tea Partier type friends of mine, they're kind of like, oh, why are you going to align with leftists and that sort of thing. But what they don't realize is how much money, when is it going to stop? How much money are we going to spend arresting these people for feeding people in a park?
Right, so this is what perhaps the Tea Party, your Tea Party friends aren't getting, is not left versus right. It's the government versus you.
Right.
And, this is an organization that claims for itself the monopoly privilege of the use of violence, and they don't mind using it. If you don't believe that that's the definition of government, that's what Barack Obama called it, and we've got the audio. We don't have it with us. I mean, it's in the studio, but, you could just go look it for it on YouTube. It's out there.
Yeah, that's right. So there's more to discuss here about what's going on in Orlando. It's great news that they're going to take these to jury trials if possible. And the disobedience continues, which is the point I wanted to make, is that people keep coming. So even though they've been handing out these no trespass orders, which means that if you show up, if you've been arrested once and you show back up in that park, presumably for a year, I don't know how long they are, do you know?
I'm not sure exactly.
Well, anyway, if they show up within that period of time, then at that point they'll be arrested for trespass, which is probably a misdemeanor, but I'm not positive. If you've been warned and you go into a place, it's usually a misdemeanor at that point. I heard that somebody was arrested for trespass
right.
just this last week. But most of these people are going in, they're getting arrested, and then someone new is stepping up. So on Monday, there's going to be a new batch of people that goes into the park and starts serving food. So before you know it, as you said, almost 25 people now over just the last 3 weeks having been arrested in this park, the numbers just keep on growing.
Yeah.
They're going to have to drop these charges.
Yeah, it's amazing to me, and that's one of the most exciting things to me, is it's not that all these people got arrested at one time. It's they keep stepping up. They know they're going to get arrested. They want to be part of the movement. They don't care, and they're going to go out there. They're going to share food. They're going to do what they want to do, and that's it.
Is it OrlandoCopWatch.com?
OrlandoCopWatch.com.
Can you stick with us? Maybe take a
sure.
couple calls here. 800-259-9231. John Kurtz is with us from Orlando Cop Watch. They're doing some great civil disobedience out there. And you can talk to them here if you'd like. You can also bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live's Live Saturday Show.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience outrageous comfort for yourself. Just go to Walmart and look for Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Refrigerated Cookie Dough. Who would you bake some love for? Find fun and easy baking ideas at tollhouse.com. Kids love doing arts and crafts projects, especially when you join in. Try channeling all that artistic energy into the kitchen and bake up some creative treats together. Think of your art supplies as the frosting, sprinkles, and decorating gels, and use cookies or cupcakes as your canvas. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels by 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here at Pork Fest 2011, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. It is about to wrap up here tomorrow at around noontime. And then people will then scatter about to wherever it is they would like to go. Some folks probably traveling out to the Manchester area to check that out. I know a number of folks are going to be coming out to Keene, New Hampshire to come out to our social Sundays.
This is the big night. And, you know, it's hardly ready to wrap up. I mean, it's certainly going to wrap up soon for us, but we've been here all week long.
Yeah.
A lot of people just showed up today, and this is the big night for them.
This is a big night. There's no doubt. There's still stuff going on, but it's probably too late for you to get up here at this point. So start making plans to attend next year's Porcupine Freedom Festival. That is, if you love freedom and you love the idea of being around hundreds of other like-minded people, people who are inspirational, people who have great ideas, and you will be guaranteed to have interesting and unique and enlightening conversations with. And we've got one of those guys with us, John Kurtz, one of the Civil Disobedience Cop Watch activists, OrlandoCopWatch.com from the Orlando area, and we're going to continue with him here in just a moment.
If you're on any prescription medications that you take on a regular basis, whether it's for birth control or heart medication, maybe blood pressure, some people take them for psychiatric reasons, things like that, you can get your medications at as high as a discount as high as 70% off, and you can get it delivered right to your door. Discount Prescription Services will do this for you. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com. You can there on the website, click Become a Member. It's on the left-hand side of the page. Or you can use the 800 number that's there at meds.freetalklive.com. Their customer service is excellent. They'll walk you through every step of the way. They do third-party certification to make sure that there's no counterfeit drugs. You're getting exactly what you order, whether it's name brands or generics. They'll help you with that, whatever you want, and you'll save big time. It's meds.freetalklive.com.
So we're back with John Kurtz. He is from OrlandoCopWatch.com. The folks in Orlando there, people who are liberty-oriented and also some lefties, have been getting arrested for serving food to hungry people in Eola Park, where Gandhi, there's a bust of Gandhi that watches over all of this as the police continue to just cart away literally dozens of people at this point. About 25 people have been arrested for violating the town ordinances or the city ordinance that says you can't feed people within 2 miles of City Hall. And you guys have been violating this. It's an ideal act of civil disobedience. It's completely harmless. It's completely peaceful. And they look like thugs. I mean, they're coming along. People are booing them. They're telling them to go away. They don't want this. Hey, cops, we don't want you here. There's a park full of people, and no one wants you around.
Please stop protecting and serving the crap out of us.
Yeah, just leave us alone. Thanks very much. But no, they won't leave you alone. They keep coming. They keep coming. They keep arresting. This hasn't stopped. This is ongoing. This is, I think, one of the most exciting instances of continuing instances of civil disobedience that we've got out there. I was watching Julian Hyklund speak today, who he himself has been arrested about 30-something times in his career of doing activism for going around and doing jury outreach. You've actually done that with Julian in Orlando, where you guys were told you can't do this, you can't do jury outreach on the courthouse grounds. You came out with Julian, he did it anyway, and some of your guys, I think, did it also. They actually didn't enforce that particular rule on you, so you called their bluff, and you made them look pretty bad in that case. But in the Park case, they are continuing to arrest. And those, to your knowledge, will continue on until you run out of people to get arrested.
Yeah, right? It should continue, and I don't think we're going to run out of people to get arrested. What's interesting is a lot of the folks that have been popping up recently are not necessarily Food Not Bombs members, mm-hmm. but just people that think this is a nonsense. And, you know, we have people that I've talked to somebody who's planning to fly in from Australia just to get arrested. We have people that have driven in from Tampa just to get arrested.
Wow.
So it's definitely a solidarity movement. I may or may not agree with, Food Not Bombs' political views or whatever, but certainly they have the right to share food in a public park.
Damn
that's
right.
What they choose to do.
Well, this is a great example of how it is that the liberty community can work alongside with people of other interests, maybe that don't really understand the ideas and principles behind this movement. That doesn't mean we can't work with them to, say, end drug prohibition or end this stupid law in Orlando or whatever. And it's really important because when the liberty-minded people get involved, it's inevitable that those ideas are going to leak out into the conversation. And I don't know if it was you who suggested not taking the plea deal or going to jury trial, but as you said, all these people who have been arrested are saying they're not going to cop a plea. They're going to go to a jury trial. And so it's important to get these ideas out, like in D.C. with the D.C. dance parties, where you had hundreds of people show up at the most recent one, and more will show up on Independence Day for the party then. You've got lots of people of lots of different political affiliations showing up, but then you've got Jason Talley from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund providing the song that people are singing there, which has very, very anti-state, pro-freedom lyrics. You've got a bunch of people that are singing, you know, essentially voluntarist song lyrics at this event. So it's kind of a subtle way to get the word out.
This is what the government does. The government sets groups of people against each other and then agrees to referee. And they set themselves, we'll referee. So this isn't a left or right issue, and there shouldn't be a left or right issue. In fact, I mean, if you want to come to a conclusion, the only ideas that people can really, compromise on are the ideas of liberty. Because the lefties, they've got half the issues in the liberty
platform the lefties agree with. Half of them the righties do. And if everybody really, really wanted to stop arguing and actually do something about the government, because both sides have lots of problems with what the government's doing, then, you know, that would be the way to do it, is to compromise.
Now, they're too busy looking for ways to expand the government in the ways they want it to expand.
That's what happens every time.
Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Linda in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WSC. Ladies first, Linda, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Mark and John Kurtz from Orlando Cop Watch.
Mark, I love your program, and Mr. John,
thank you.
I'm almost retired. I must say that you literally do change the world with your actions of disobedience, and can't help you physically. But is there any way people like me could send you money, or do you have a fund, or how do you people who are making a difference in all people's lives get by? And I'm sure there's many listeners that would love to help, even if it's a monetary way.
Good question.
The most important way you can help our current situation is to go to OrlandoFoodNotBombs.com. They do have a donate page, and that money is going to bail people out. I've donated very significant money to help bail people out down there.
How much are they charging for bail on these events?
It's usually $250 unless they have a previous charge, and that varies. But generally $250, and so it gets very expensive. You know, the thing about the Food Not Bombs group is the majority of these people are people that were previously in poverty or are currently in poverty, and they don't have a lot of resources. Most of their food is donated somehow. They find a way to get it. And, they don't really have the resources to bail people out of jail forever. And so they're really counting on the community to go. So go to OrlandoFoodNotBombs.com, donate there.
Literate, could you help those old folks that need another way to help?
Call your grandson and see if he can help you. A lot of organizations don't have a phone number. You know, they don't have a way for people to do a credit card on over the phone or anything like that.
Attack a little bit slower, honey, on how the computer thing is.
Sure. Well, we can't really give you technical support on the air, but what we can do is, again, suggest to go to OrlandoFoodNotBombs.com. And if you have trouble with that, you can just have a friend who may be more internet literate help with something like that.
That's okay, honey. I just need that. Is it called an email?
That is a website. It's OrlandoFoodNotBombs.com.
You can also email us at tips@OrlandoCopWatch.com, and we'll give you the direction you need.
Linda, best of luck. We'll put you on hold here in a moment, and we'll make sure the board op picks you up and gets you that information so you can write it down. There's more coming up here live from the Porcupine Freedom Festival. John, you're welcome to continue sitting in. This is Free Talk Live.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhindi and Super Fem Plex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3. freeze-dry-guy.com. That's freeze-dry-guy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI-listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition of the program here from the Porcupine Freedom Festival 2011 edition. We've been here now, it's like our fifth year, I think, doing Freedom Festival, and it is just an absolute blast. It keeps getting better year after year. More vendors, more products, more services available. It's like an open market. There's nobody that's begging permission from the government to be here and to sell whatever it is they're selling, whether it be food or alcohol or whatever. It's, by the way, the Liquor Commission threatened the people selling the alcohol on Wednesday. They never actually sent an agent to do the threatening. They called up the park owner, and they told him to inform these people. He dutifully went ahead and did that and said, you need this guy, Lieutenant so-and-so from the Liquor Commission, said, you need to call him at this number. Hopefully none of them called him. I don't think they did. But we got the
phone number. Lots of people did, though.
Right, lots of people called, but probably not the people he wanted to call, because we got his phone number, gave it out on the air, and gave it out to our audience here.
He didn't drop by.
No, I called and left him a message, invited him on the show to talk about why he was aggressing against peaceful people, and he never bothered to call me back. So they never sent anybody to shut anybody down, which is great, because there was a little bit of fear about that, and but people kept operating. They kept doing their business, and nobody stopped selling anything, so it's been yet another successful year without aggression on the part of the state. And good for them, because it would have just looked really bad for them with multiple people sitting in front of police cars and multiple video cameras capturing multiple angles of them aggressing against these vendors. So it's been a really successful year from that perspective, and successful in that there are hundreds of like-minded people here enjoying each other's company and learning and talking and creating plans for the future, as many people move up their plans to move to New Hampshire as a result of the Porcupine Freedom Festival. In fact, some people even moving to New Hampshire as of the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
Yeah,
they come
awesome.
Here and they don't leave. So that's always exciting when that happens. Anyway, we've got John Kurtz in here from Orlando Cop Watch at OrlandoCopWatch.com. We're going to continue taking your phone calls here in just a moment.
Have you ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just too expensive? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people who don't have attorneys. It arms you with the information on how to use the court's rules. Until you know these rules, you're fighting in the dark. works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts, and it costs less than an hour with any good attorney. And the 4-CD course is so easy the average 8th grader could learn it in a weekend. You can visit jurisdictionary.com. They've got all kinds of free tools there for you to check out. And once you've used all those free tools and checked it out, you can buy the course at jurisdictionary.com. Remember to use the pull-down menu when you check out. Mention Free Talk Live, jurisdictionary.com.
All right. Once again, the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. Don't forget you can join us at freetalklive.com, and you can help support this program since we give you the features on the site for free. You can go to freetalklive.com, and you can shop through our affiliate links for Amazon. Just go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find the Amazon links there. When you click in through one of those links, whether it's U.S. or the U.K. or Canada, Germany, you click into the appropriate link for your country, and Free Talk Live will, at that point, when you purchase something, get a good portion of Amazon's profits. So start your shopping through our links over at shop.freetalklive.com. We go right to your phone calls. Nick is listening in Anniston, Alabama, to WDNG. Hello, Nick. You're on Free Talk Live. Ian, Mark and John Kurtz from Orlando Cop Watch.
Hey, gentlemen, thank you very much for taking my call. I do appreciate it. I hope you're having a good evening.
Yeah, it's a great time here at Porkfest 2011. It's the last night, and it's going to be a big bash to ring it out. So go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, sir. First of all, I just want to tell you that on a Saturday evening, this is a highlight. I don't agree with you guys 100% by any stretch, but I'm telling you what, it's always interesting. You guys are never dull, not even at all. So.
I appreciate that. It certainly is a
We'll convert you over time, don't worry.
We don't convert people, Mark. They convert themselves.
Anyway, go ahead. Understood. Here's my comment. I'm listening to a national syndicated talk show host this week, and he's talking to his producer, and New Hampshire comes up and said some very kind things about you. First of all, your unemployment is about 4.5, and with a national of about 9+ right now.
It's the lowest in the Northeast in New Hampshire, the unemployment rate, and for a little while it was the lowest in the country. I think it floats at around the top 5, so it's definitely up there.
Absolutely. So he gave you a thumbs up, but he's talking to his producer, and this guy is a good guy. He's a libertarian for the most part, and he's suggesting that you guys do not have a sales tax, you do not have a state tax, and he didn't know about the percentage of property tax, but the conversation of evolved into how in the heck you guys pay for your services, and he couldn't answer it. And
I can answer it. It's a brutal property tax. That's how the services are paid for. Also, New Hampshire has a monopoly on liquor sales.
They're not services. Services are rendered in a voluntary fashion, right? I don't use the public school that they offer. I'm not going to send my kid to a government indoctrination center. That's no service. It's an dead albatross hanging around my neck. 80% of my property taxes goes to send other people's kids to school, and it's freaking robbery.
Yeah, so to answer your question, it's the property taxes, also the liquor monopoly. Only the state of New Hampshire sells liquor up here. Beer and wine can be sold in other stores, but liquor, hard liquor, is only sold by the state. Those are two real big revenue centers, plus car registrations and such are a little on the expensive side up here as well. So really the bulk of it is property taxes here, but you're correct. There is no personal income tax, and there is no state sales tax. However, the meals and rooms tax is 9%, which is actually more than nearby Taxachusetts. So they get you here and there, and they get you good. But all that said, New Hampshire does have the lowest tax burden of all the 50 states, as I understand it. The Mercatus Center recently ranked it the number one most economically free of all of the 50 states.
And one of the healthiest.
Yeah, that was a different ranking.
Yeah,
it is the healthiest state.
My understanding, it's the pot-smoking state, too.
I've heard that. It's also, drinking's actually pretty popular up here. Not the most drinking. Wisconsin is the most drinking.
Smoking
state.
Pot's better for you than drinking.
I agree with you. It's a smart choice.
Well, I'd tell you what, you guys have a thumbs-up situation up there. I live in Alabama, and we have all the sales tax, property tax, et cetera.
Yep.
And I tell you what, the ABC stores, they run the liquor as well. And having said that, I'm very, very happy to have raised two children here. There's a sir man mentality, and I do like it. I'm kind of a conservative guy. But I'm telling you what, you have a couple incentives for moving up there straight up.
But do you see how the conservative mentality doesn't work? I mean, if you can take a look at conservative states across the nation, there's all kinds of them. There are lots of red states. and their taxes are higher than they are here in New Hampshire. New Hampshire is kind of a purple state. It's bounced back and forth. It's certainly much more red than the rest of New England. There's no doubt about it.
Well, the Democrats here own guns.
The Republicans are lying to you. They're not conservative. They're conservative when it comes to what you do in your bedroom and conservative about what you put in your body. Absolutely. They'd love to tell you what to do with your life, but they're not conservative about taxes.
And you're absolutely correct, and I'm here to tell you that we got some good people running this year, but we're not going to get a Bachman. We're not going to get a Kane. It's obviously going to be Romney because we're not going to do anything that's going to...
All of those people are thugs. Yeah.
Bachman and Kane are not going to... Look, Bachman voted for funding these wars. I mean, you know, these Republicans talk about small government, but they don't want small government when it comes to blowing people up. They don't want small government when it comes to handing out big old corporate welfare to their buddies and cronies in the corporation.
Or the police state and the border and so on and so forth.
The only good choices for president this year are Gary Johnson and Ron Paul.
Hey, Nick, here's what I'd recommend for you if you want to explore a little further into some of these ideas. There's some great books over at book.freetalklive.com. That's book.freetalklive.com. It'll take you to the Free Keen site. And there's some great stuff there that you can download that will really show, I think, be an eye-opener for you. And I appreciate your time and your call tonight. Thanks for the call. If you love liberty, and to love liberty means that you love it all around, not just liberty for you, but liberty for other people, liberty for people with whom you disagree, liberty for the weird dude down the street. You're not so sure what he's going to do with his freedom. But, you know, as long as he doesn't actually aggress against somebody else, who cares? So if you can allow...
You don't get liberty once you've aggressed against somebody else.
Right.
Then you have a debt that must be paid off.
So if you can allow others to be free, that's when you yourself can actually have a chance at achieving freedom for yourself. If that's what you want, that is. I mean, if you want to be controlled, there are plenty of people out there that will be happy to tell you what to do.
But you don't get to let me be controlled in the process.
Right. There are plenty of people out there that are happy to tell you what to do and happy to take money from you. Please feel free to contract with them like a dominatrix and have them, you know, do whatever it is that would make you feel good. But for the rest of us, we'd like to be free, and that means we have to allow others to be free, because as soon as you try to control someone else, then you yourself will find yourself controlled eventually. Maybe not right away, but down the line, someone else will take the reins of power and turn it right back around on you. Just wait. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live, live from Porkfest 2011.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizedDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizedDC.org.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and bring us anything you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You may bring up anything that is the point of this program. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And we're at Porkfest 2011, the Porcupine Freedom Festival. Go to porkfest.com to learn more. PORCFEST.com. Lots of great people around. It's such a beautiful location today. Perfect day. The sun has been out, and it's just been it's been a stupendous week. I mean, I've met so many new faces. Lots of people considering a move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project, a movement designed to bring as many liberty-minded people here to New Hampshire to get active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. There are over 10,000 people, almost 11,000 people that have signed up to move to New Hampshire. About 1,000 folks are here in New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. But that doesn't count the local activists, the people that are New Hampshire natives that have been activated by the Free Staters that have come in here. So there's another maybe a couple hundred folks that are like that, maybe even more. I mean, it's hard to keep track. And so this whole Porkfest has been a mix of people that live here in New Hampshire already, people that are New Hampshire natives, people that have moved here for the Free State Project, people that are moving, people that have just moved, people that are going to maybe move at some point in the future, and looky-loos, the fence sitters, the ones that aren't really sure about what they want to do. But hopefully they'll make their decision up and get their butts up here, because getting liberty-minded people together is the only realistic solution to achieving liberty in our lifetime. I'm sorry, I just haven't heard a better plan than that. I'm always open to new ideas, so if somebody's got a better idea, I'd love to hear about it. But concentrating activism in one location, and that being New Hampshire, seems to be the solution to me. Let's continue with you and your thoughts here at 800-259-9231.
I just wanted to chime in real quick. We're talking about presidential candidates and the like, and Michelle Bachmann and Herman Cain were mentioned. And it looks like Bachmann voted for almost unlimited presidential war powers. Mm-hmm. Bachmann voted against beleaguered soldiers. Bachmann votes for internet censorship. Apparently, she voted no to the small business jobs tax relief. Herman Cain says, I think the Patriot Act is about 90% right on. He says, I'm a little troubled by police officers being able to go into people's homes without a warrant. But that being said, I'd rather err on the side of detection. If I have to choose between political correctness, I guess political correctness is the Constitution to Herman Cain.
Privacy.
Privacy. Yeah, that's political correctness. Or doing what's right to protect us. And the government, that's what the government is always veils itself behind. We're protecting you as we throw you in a jail cell.
Oh, by the way, before we go right back to your phone calls, I want to announce our brand newest affiliate. Welcome to WEEO 103.7 FM Talk 103.7, the evolution of talk. in McConnellsburg, Pennsylvania, an FM talk station jumping on board for the Saturday show.
Sweet.
So welcome to all our listeners now in McConnellsburg. You'll find out, if you haven't noticed already, that Free Talk Live is a little different from those other talk shows out there. Let's talk to Roger, listening in Evansville, Indiana, to WGBF up there. Hello, Roger. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Yeah. Well, I was a lieutenant security police at Pease Air Force Base long time ago, and I've also stood up against the court system up there, who threw me in jail twice for a $600 check they'd already cashed. And right now I'm out at our Second Amendment meeting.
Okay.
But
what does that mean?
The guy mentioned the jury nullification.
Mm-hmm.
You got a little reverb in the back.
I'm sorry. It's probably long-distance communications here. You sound fine.
Yeah, you sound great.
So go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, we just had an institute on the Constitution, and they talking about jury nullification, about how the jury's got control of the court, not the judge. And they can determine whether the laws are fair and whether the person's guilty, innocent, or whatever.
Yep. Jury nullification, people can go to FIJA.org to learn more about it. FIJA, it stands for the Fully Informed Jury Association. FIJA.org, they've got some great PDFs. You can order flyers from FIJA and they'll ship them to you, or you can download a PDF, send it to your favorite printer, and have your own flyers printed out. You can then go down to your local courthouse where they hold jury trials. The time I like to do it is when they're actually picking the jurors, because then you actually are targeting the most hot prospects for this information. As potential jurors walk into the courthouse, you stand there, you hand them this information, and you inform them of what you just said, that they as jurors have the right to vote their conscience, to vote how they feel as to whether or not this is a good or bad law, not whether or not the individual has broken the law. So there's so many bad laws out there. This gives you, the jury, the seat on the jury, gives you the power over those laws and gives you the ability to nullify it. It was supposed to be the fourth and final check and balance in this supposedly system of checked and balanced government that we have. But they've tried to occlude that information, to block that information from potential jurors, and in many cases they may threaten you over giving such information out because it's dangerous to their power.
Yeah, it's in the Indiana Constitution. Is it in New Hampshire's?
Well, that's a good question. I'm not too intimately familiar. However, in New Hampshire, even though they don't give you the instructions as the, you know, it's not, jury nullification isn't mentioned in the courtroom by the court bureaucrats, I've seen two court cases where it has been talked about in court. And I know that, like, in front of a jury, the defendant or the attorney has talked about jury nullification. And I know that, they've been allowed to talk about these things in front of a jury, whereas in other states, if you try to utter jury nullification information to the
jury in jail,
they will, perhaps hit you with contempt of court or call a mistrial or something like that. So here, at least I know you can get that information in there. And there is a bill afoot in the legislature that is going to some extent, make it so that the court actually has to give people instructions on this.
And that's been around since the Magna Carta, right?
The right of juries to nullify?
I think it's been around since before that. The Magna Carta, I believe, had some kind of codification. I don't know. I've heard. I haven't read all the way through it. There's a lot to do with the hectares of land and things like that. But it has codified something like that.
Can I give you the website on that Constitution class?
Yeah, sure. What's the class?
www.iotconline.com.
IOTCOnline.com. And what is that exactly?
Institute on the Constitution.
Okay. Well, hey, thanks
David
for the
call. Whitney.
Roger, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. I think that, my feeling on the Constitution has changed over the years. I used to be one of those constitutional guys. I then realized, as Lysander Spooner put it, the Constitution has either authorized all the tyranny we face or has been powerless to prevent it. So I then came to the conclusion that the Constitution is nothing more than a piece of paper with some signatures with a bunch of guys that are dead on it, and so therefore it's not binding me to anything. It was originally a set of rules for the government to follow, but anybody that pays attention to the government people knows that they don't follow those rules, and they ignore them at will, and they don't hold themselves accountable to it. All that said, I still think there's some value in the Constitution in that maybe one could say that the fact that they are there has sort of slowed the growth of tyranny. And also, I think if you're going to get in front of a jury, then it makes sense to pander to the Constitution. Because I've seen people get in front of juries.
It's the rules. I mean, yeah. The Constitution
is what they believe.
Right. The Constitution is at least nominally the rules. Now, I don't think that there's too many people that have spent too much time looking at the Constitution that believe that the United States is still operating by the plain reading of the Constitution.
Right, but jurors might believe it.
Sure. I mean, you know, I think everybody agrees that there should be a fair set of rules and that we should abide by them until those rules have been changed.
Right, so I've seen people go in front of juries and attempt to encourage them to follow their hearts and you know, do the right thing. But I think it would also help to bring up certain constitutional provisions, you know, the right to privacy and free speech and all that. And actually here in New Hampshire, there's the right to revolution in Article 10. And to bring these things up and to point out how it is that the government doesn't follow their own rules and that you as a juror are the only person in your position who can actually enforce it. You are the ones who can actually enforce these provisions of the Constitution by saying not guilty in this case and nullifying this bad law. Because they won't do it.
No.
The executive branch will enforce all the bad laws. The legislature passes bad laws. The judicial branch goes along with the program. The only people who actually can do anything about enforcing the Constitution are jurors through the process of jury nullification. And that's a message I think should be delivered to jurors, and I will attempt to do that when I go to trial here in about a month's time. For when I stood in front of a police car over a year ago, if they take me to trial, I'm trying to, you know, bring up the whole speedy trial thing, which is yet another constitutional provision that they should be honoring.
Absolutely. The speedy trial is just, it's just dumb. I mean, people believe that that you have a right to a speedy trial. You've been told that. The television shows say so.
But what does that mean? I mean, right.
It's been a year, and they haven't brought you to trial. You've never asked for a continuance, not one time.
No.
And you should have a right to a speedy trial, or they should drop it. And, you know, if the founders and all their wisdom really had, that people will often think of the Constitution as this almost biblical document. If they'd really been that wise, they'd have said, yeah, you have a right to a trial within 60 days.
Yeah, or 3 years.
You know, whatever. You know, I don't know what, just
some arbitrary number.
Some kind of number. You know, they can call speedy whatever they want. Well, he's still alive, isn't he?
1-800-259-9231. Yeah, because I've been out on bail this entire time and facing those bail conditions, which are somewhat restrictive as far as what I can and can't do. So essentially, I've
even forgot what they are.
I've been punished in advance. Hour 3's next. You take control. It is Free Talk Live from Fortress 2011.
Andrew Kills Ants presents The Household Ant Requiem.
If you find yourself shrieking in disgust because ants are invading the harmony of your clean kitchen and home, you need Andro Kills Ants bait stations and stakes inside and outside your house. Andro Kills Ants is a bait ants love, so they eat it and die. And that's a tune that'll keep your house humming. Find Andro Kills Ants' entire line of products at a Lowe's near you.
Are you on any medications? Are you getting your meds at a local pharmacy? If you are, you're likely paying more than you have to. There's a better way. Discount Prescription Services will get you your meds at discounts as high as 70%, and they'll deliver them right to your door. All you have to do is go to meds.freetalklive.com and click Become a Member on the left-hand side of the page. Their customer service is excellent. They will walk you through every step, and you'll save big time. Meds.freetalklive.com.